Good afternoon. Arctic high pressure will keep it dry for a while longer across interior New York and New England, but temperatures will be very cold today, with highs only reaching the lower teens by mid to late day. A slate gray overcast from a storm system off to the south will continue to increase and thicken throughout the afternoon, and eventually some light snow will break out in the southern Catskills and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England by sunset. A storm system riding through the Appalachians will move off the mid-Atlantic coast well south of Long Island and eventually east of Cape Cod over the next 24 to 36 hours. On this track, it will remain dry across northern parts of New York and central and northern Vermont, including the Champlain Valley, while some light snow will spread as far north as I-88 and I-90 into the greater Capital District and across southernmost Vermont and New Hampshire. In these locations, we could expect a coating of snow up to a couple of inches by the overnight period. Further south and east, amounts will gradually increase, and through the Taconic, southern Berkshires, and southern New England, as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow will fall by the time the storm departs early tomorrow morning. Temperatures, meanwhile, will remain bitter cold, with lows going down towards zero in most places, with lows as low as 15 to 20 below across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. At the same time, a gusty west-northwest wind will develop behind the storm system, and this will drive wind chills down to as low as 20 to 40 below zero in the coldest locations. Wind chill advisories and warnings are out for a good chunk of interior New York and New England for tonight and tomorrow morning. High pressure will build in behind this system and give us a return to sunshine tomorrow, although it will still be blustery and bitter cold, with highs only averaging near 10 above, and wind chill values tomorrow will be below zero all day long. Then on Thursday, a weak disturbance will produce a few light flurries or snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and continued breezy, with highs again only in the lower teens. Another dry but cold day on Friday, a bit of a rebound with temperatures up in the middle and upper teens with a mix of sun and clouds before another disturbance approaches for Saturday. A general light snow with this system as it passes through during the day on Saturday, otherwise cloudy skies with highs bouncing into the 20s. Behind this system, much colder air will build right back into the region for Sunday with a stiff northwest wind. Highs will remain in the teens. Another chance for some light snow on Monday as the wintry regime continues and highs only around 20 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are in effect for most of the Appalachians to the mid-Atlantic coast and up the I-95 corridor into tomorrow. A fast-moving but potent weather system will bring periods of heavy snow to this region over the next 24 to 36 hours. Snowfall accumulation from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore to Philadelphia up to New York City will be as much as 6 to 12 inches, which will have a big impact on travel for the next 2 days. Later tonight and into the day tomorrow, Boston will see snow on the northwest fringe of the storm, though. Amounts will be a bit lower, about 3 to 7 inches, but Cape Cod and the islands are under a blizzard warning for 8 to 12 inches of snow and winds that could gust up to 50 miles per hour. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, snow, heavy at times this afternoon, 3 to 5 inches by the end of the day, becoming windy with temperatures falling into the teens. Boston cloudy with a chance of snow by evening in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with flurries and highs near 10 above. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 61 set in 2006, and the record low 18 below zero in 1994. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:54 p.m. 9 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today. Highs 0 to 5 above near the Canadian border and mountains to around 10 near Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and very cold tonight. Lows 0 to 15 below in most places, but as low as 25 below in the mountains. Wind chill values as low as 20 to 40 below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy today, with snow developing later this afternoon, 1 to 3 inches by dark, with highs in the teens to around 20. Breezy with snow tonight, heavy at times, another 4 to 8 inches in New England, 2 to 4 inches in New York, lows 5 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs near 10 above. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of light snow in the Catskills, lows 5 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, 1 to 3 inches by dark with highs in the teens. Breezy with snow tonight, heavy at times, another 3 to 5 inches possible with lows 0 to 5 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy today with light snow developing late this afternoon or into the evening in southern sections, temperatures holding in the lower teens. More light snow tonight, especially from I-90 south, 2 to 4 inches by morning in the southern Berkshires and mid-Hudson Valley, lower numbers as one heads north of I-90. Temperatures overnight tonight will be between 0 and 5 above and wind chills 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, clearing, mostly sunny skies in the afternoon near 10 above. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers Thursday in the lower teens. Mid to upper teens with a mix of sun and clouds Friday. Light snow likely Saturday in the mid-20s. Back to the teens with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday. And a chance of light snow with highs near 20 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.